Someone gently touched Jake's shoulder. I said, "Are you okay?" Jake opened his eyes. Surprise painted his face. Instead of the muscular young barkeep, Callista Wicks stood beside him in a pastel summer dress. Unchained Melody played in the background from the Wurlitzer. Stunned, he turned his attention to the big mirror behind the bar. Instead of a gray, thin, feeble old man, his hair was dark and long and full. "Where am I?" Jake asked. Callista Wicks looked at him curiously. "What do you mean, sweetie? You're in the Tiger Lounge." She touched his shoulder. "Hey, you sure that you're okay? For a minute, I thought you fainted." She nudged him. "And you told me this was your first drink?" Jake stared in disbelief. "Callista?" "In the flesh," she curtsied. Stepping back behind the bar, she wiped the counter down with a damp rag. Jake rubbed his knuckles in his eyes. "This is impossible. I mean, you can't be here. I can't be here." Callista laughed. "Don't be silly. Where else would you be? You've been coming here the last few weeks. Tell me about some girl. Desiree Conti. The love of your life, isn't she? Here." She slid a rum and coke across the bar. "You can give me one more passionate story before closing time, since I'll be gone for a few days." Jake raised an eyebrow. "Gone? I'm headed to the Jersey Shore on vacation. Wildwood." She tilted her head. "You know that." Jake stiffened. "What day is it?"
"Day?
What day?" he said sharply.
"Friday, July 11th. Why?
And the year?
This is crazy, Jake.
What year is it?"
1971.
A tremor ran through Jake's bones. "Cancel your vacation. Don't, I repeat, do not go to the shore." Callista smiled.
"Well, it's nice to be wanted, but..."
"You've got to listen." He hit his fist off the bar. Callista backed up. A sliver of fear cut into her eyes.
"I don't understand. What's this all about?"
Jake swallowed hard. "If you go," he paused, "you're going to die." Callista's eyes widened.
"Is this some kind of bad joke?"
Jake took her hand and held it tight. "Don't ask me to explain. Even if I could, you wouldn't believe me." Callista pulled her hand back. A confused, frightened look blanketed her face.
"You're scaring me, Jake."
"There's a nightclub in Wildwood," he pressed on. "It's called the Raven's Nest. Sometime around midnight on July 14th, there'll be a robbery by a gunman. The police will come. There'll be a shootout. You'll get caught in the crossfire.